Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's catch up with Stewie Barlow, as well as, of course, Mark Quayle in the studio as well. So let's say a very good morning to Stewie. Welcome to the show, man.
Hello, Steve. How are we?
Are you well?
I'm absolutely fantastic. How are you, Quayle?
Morning, Stewie. I'm really well, mate. Are you okay?
Yes, fine. Yeah.
Let's talk about players who are written off, but maybe prematurely. Now, Umar Niass, hat-trick for Everton's under-23s. David Unsworth comes out with glowing praise. The papers start to slightly change their tack on him. Greg O'Keefe today is writing nice things in The Echo. Niass, written off by fans, definitely, and absolutely by his manager, who said there was no place for him. Didn't even have a locker. Is there ever a stage where you should completely write off a player or not?
No, especially nowadays, Steve. You know, the price they pay for the player, and also probably the wages he's getting as well. You know, it's too much for the club, you know, just to say, right, listen, you're gone. I know it happens now and again with these billionaire owners and stuff like that, and you know, it does happen at clubs, and probably Chelsea being one of the biggest, you know, the biggest clubs for that. But what I found, Steve, when he first came, Rob came out in the press and said he needs a couple of weeks training. I was sitting there thinking, hang on, he just paid £13 million for somebody and he's not quite fit yet. And you're thinking, you know, because I think it was in the middle of their season, wasn't it? Was he from Russia or something or whatever? Yeah. And it was like, he needs a couple of weeks training to get fit. I'm thinking, you know, he's just paid £30 million. You want to finish the article or pretty much, you know, someone who's going to step right into your team. Okay, it does take a while to settle in, it's a change of culture for him. He's moving from obviously Russia back to England. It's a massive change for him. But you know, you think, well, hang on, you want to be able to say, you know, give him, put him on the bench straight away and maybe bring him on for 10 minutes. But I think it went a couple of months, clearly, didn't it?
If you're making a signing in January, that you need an impact. I think generally 9 times out of 10, you're looking for someone who's going to come in and give you a lift, you know, strengthen the squad and ready to go. And it didn't seem that way. And when the new manager, obviously, Koeman's come in and said, you know, look for another club, basically, straight away.
Well, he shouldn't have said anything, should he, really?
Not really.
In hindsight,
I don't think so.
I don't think that was fair on the
personally,
player, was it?
No, we talked about the human side of it last week and whether that was fair from that aspect. But ultimately, from the outside, you've watched, we have had a glimpse of him, we have seen him play, and he doesn't look like he's going to cut the mustard for Everton. So you would assume that was, but to not give them a chance this season, well, what's the scenario now though? Is they've got to name a Premier League squad, haven't they? And if they're not named in that squad,
is he in the Premier League squad?
I'm assuming he's not.
Right. Okay.
So if he's out of that, he's out of the equation anyway. No matter what he does, I'm assuming, which is strange.
Put me strange head on here, Quayle. It's one of them though. You know, you know yourself. These foreigners who come in, I'm not tarring them all with the same brush, but the bottom line is, for him as a player and as a person and as agent, it's ideal if he gets a move. Because either he's not going to ask for a transfer, is he? You know, he's only just signed just over, you know, a year ago, 18 months ago.
Yeah.
He's certainly not going to ask for the transfer.
Yeah.
So he'll get paid. If Everton want to get rid of him, he'll get paid up. He'll go to another club. He'll get a massive sign-on fee. So
I see where you're coming from.
I'm not saying this player personally, but for him, ideally, the ideal world, because he's got no allegiance to Everton Football Club. Like when we played, listen, we were local lads. You wanted to play. You played to pay your mortgage, didn't you? Your bonuses. It was to pay your mortgage and take your missus out at the weekend, basically. Yeah. If you won a game, we stayed in London in the early 90s, by the way.
So you say he's playing to get himself or manufacture a move, not playing to remain at Everton.
No, I don't mean him. I'm not saying him personally. But what I'm saying is. As a player, not I don't mean the asset personally, you know, let's not even go there. But I mean, as players, foreign players who come into our league and, you know, they don't quite suit, the manager says you can go, he ain't going to turn around and say, OK, I'll sacrifice all my sign-off. He'll just sit there and, you know, he'll get a couple of goals in the under-23s, he'll get a couple of goals in the reserves, and he'll get a big move, Steve.
You've both been written off, haven't you, in your time as footballers?
Yeah.
How tough is that when the fans and even your manager are writing you off?
It's hard. You know, you put your heart and soul into football week in, week out. You know, you go out there and it's all you've ever wanted to do as a kid, and you're there as a professional. And for someone to say, look, you're not what I want, you know what I mean? It's sort of not working out. And, well, to be honest, you know, when I was at Tranmere, I signed from Wigan. I was flying 2 seasons there, got 52 goals in 2 seasons, and then signed for Tranmere. And after I think it was after about 12 days. I had a chat with Aldo after the training session. He said, look, I don't think it's going to work out. You're not what I'm looking for. I went on the transfer list after 12 days. Mm. But then, I remember, funny enough, it was after the Southampton of the 4-3 game. Mm. I think Steve, you commentator, and I said, mm. Yeah, it was after that game. He was sitting there just after the game. He should be like, sort of have a chat. Couldn't believe it. And he said, look, he said, I want you to come off the transfer list, which was great for me then, obviously, because
so you turned it round.
Yeah.
How good must that be, Quayle, in your head when you if you do that?
Well, that's the game. That's the whole idea of you set back. You take it on the chin and you work hard. But what we're talking about here is it's one thing being told, you know, maybe this isn't going to work out. You're going on a transfer list. But where Nias is concerned, the new manager's come in and publicly come out and said, they ain't happening. You're not getting a locker, you know. Well, he hasn't said that publicly, but we all know he hasn't been given a locker. But he did come out publicly and say Nias is not going to play and he needs to find another club to play football.
Yeah, it's just as a safety, but not, you know, we're not tarnishing him and saying that he's going to do that. But the bottom line is, you know, these players nowadays, you know, a lot of them anyway, you know, it suits them to go, right, I'll go there, for a year, I'll get a move, I'll go there for 2 years, I'll get a move. And, you know, they end up very rich men. It's just sad. And you know, it's sad for the player. He's come 30 million, big reputation. And, you know, the bottom line is, Steve, if you're not proven on the training grounds, you know, you're not playing. And obviously the fans, you know, definitely fans aren't daft. Look, they know the football. And if there's, I've spoke to a lot of people and they're saying, look, he's not 30 million's worth. And
no.
But the bottom line is, as I say...
Well, the price tag doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't. But look, you know... You know, people are saying about Pogba, is Pogba worth it, 90-odd million? Nobody's worth that much. It's ridiculous. It's just the way football's gone. But the bottom line is, what he's going to do now? If it was me, you know, just going back to, say, me and Quayle, I you know, we've had the knockbacks in our past. But I always used to think, right, I'll prove you wrong. No, I'd look at the manager in his eye, you know, to myself and go, I'm going to prove you wrong. And you start, all of a sudden, in a way, sometimes I needed that, Steve, as a player. You know yourself, you get players, you need the arm around the shoulder, you get players, you need... You need to be dropped or get a bit of a roast in the changing room. And then it gives them that bit of it. Right, I'll show you. And all of a sudden, things start to work in training, starts to work in the reserves. You're back in the first team and you're going again, do you know what I mean? But it's down, Quayle, it's down to character, isn't it? It's how you can't just go, right, I'll fold and I'll get me moved.
No, and when it happens when you're younger, I mean, how old are we talking about this? I mean, this for me is, I'm baffled as to why there's so much press being given, because I'm not knocking his achievements, but for him to be scoring goals in the under-23 match is not going to convince me all of a sudden, right? You know what, he should be pushing Rom for a starting place or
no, but he should be on the bench,
backup,
shouldn't he?
Kind of. That in itself wouldn't convince me. And from what I saw of him playing in the first team last year, wouldn't convince me. So I don't know where this is going, why the press are sort of getting this angle or getting sort of heated up.
Because you haven't got enough strikers.
Who, Everson?
Yeah. There's not enough goals, are there?
Well, maybe that's the turning it towards the manager a little bit. You know, maybe that's the angle they want to sort of nib at him a little bit, you know.
This season's end of season awards.
Oh, here we
could
go.
Have.
Here we are.
Yeah, Umar Nias on the red carpet, the blue carpet.
Do you know what? I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is, listen, he's still contracted to Everton Football Club for a few years as well. So it's down to him now. You'll get to find out what kind of character he is. Listen, the manager said he doesn't want him, but you can still, the boss, it's like anything, yeah, the door's closed as far as he's concerned, maybe for his Everton career, but you never know what happens. You get a couple of injuries, you keep scoring in the under-23s, you go and play in the reserves, you get your couple of goals there, and it's happened before. Players all of a sudden, like, look, I've got to pick him. He's the only centre-forward I've got, I'm going to play him. He may get in and score a hat-trick. You know, it's not the same thing, but look at Marcus Rashford on the bench for Man United. Probably wasn't going to play. Someone gets injured, scores a couple of goals, and then 2 months later he's playing for England.
And by the way, he looks incredible. I think in a couple of years.
That's standard, though, isn't it? Mm.
That's how fast football can change. So I wouldn't say it's the end of his Everton career, with the manager says. It's happened before, and you know, it's one of them. He's got to knuckle down and just, he's got to prove it. He's got to start proving his worth to the fans, the club, and, you know, and especially the manager.
Stewie, great to catch up.
Take care, Stu.
Take care.
All the best.
Bye, mate.
Stewie Barlow there.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.